Lesson 3, Section 1, Task 1. I don't see it that way.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
Hi. I have this cassette player here that I bought about 6 months ago, and it just ruined four of my favorite cassettes.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
So I wanted you to fix it. I'm sure it'll be no problem,
your
right?
Your sales slip, please?
Yeah, here it is.
I'm sorry, sir. Your warranty's expired.
Well, it ran out 10 days ago, but I'm sure that you'll fix the machine for free because the machine was obviously defective when
I bought it. I'm sorry, sir. Your warranty has run out. There's nothing I can do.
No, I didn't drop it off a building or anything. I mean, what difference can 10 days make?
Sir,
I'm sorry. We had
the 6-month rule for a reason.
Well,
we can't make an exception for
bit.
You, then we'll have to make an exception for everybody.
Well,
you could say
look,
it's only a month. It's only 2 months, sir. I'm sorry. It's too late.
Actually, ate the tapes. I mean, they're destroyed.
Well,
I mean,
sir, you knew when your warranty ran out. You should have brought it in before. It was guaranteed for 6 months. I'm sorry.
Paying
there's nothing
for
I
this
can
is
do.
Adding insult to injury. I mean, surely you're going to make good on this cassette player. It's a good cassette player, but it's just defective.
Well,
I mean,
sir,
I can't
I'm sorry.
Pay for
you
this.
Should have brought it in earlier.
But surely you won't hold me to 10
sir, the
days
rules
on
are
this.
The rules. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. You know, Brian, it doesn't look like you've vacuumed the living room or cleaned the bathroom.
No, I haven't. I had the worst day. I'm so tired. Look, I promise I'll do it this weekend.
Listen, I know the feeling. I'm tired, too. But I came home and I did my share of the housework. I mean, that's the agreement, right?
All right. We agreed. I'll do it in a minute.
Come on. Don't be that way. You know, I shouldn't have to ask you to do anything. I mean, we both work. We both live in the house. We agreed that housework is both of our responsibility. I don't like to have to keep reminding you about it. It makes me feel like an old nag or something.
Sometimes you are an old nag.
Oh, great.
No, it's just that I don't notice when things get dirty like you do. Look, all you have to do is tell me, and I'll do it.
No, I don't want to be put in that position. I mean, you can see dirt as well as I can. Otherwise, I mean, that puts all the responsibility on me.
It's just that cleanliness is not a high priority with me. There are other things I would much rather do. Besides, the living room floor does not look that dirty.
Brian.
Okay, a couple crumbs.
Mr. Weaver, I have been with this company now for 5 years, and I've always been very loyal to the company, and I feel that I've worked quite hard here, and I've never been promoted. It's getting to the point now in my life where, you know, I need more money. I would like to buy a car, I'd like to start a family, and maybe buy a house, all of which is impossible with the current salary you're paying me.
Bob, I know you've been with the company for a while, but raises here are based on merit, not on length of employment. Now, you do your job adequately, but you don't do it well enough to deserve a raise at this time. Now, I've told you before, to earn a raise, you need to take more initiative and show more enthusiasm for the job. For instance, maybe find a way to make the office run more efficiently.
All right, maybe I could show a little more enthusiasm. I still think that I work hard here. But a company does have at least an obligation to pay its employees enough to live on. And the salary I'm getting here isn't enough. I mean, rents are rising, the price of food is going up, inflation is high, and I can barely cover my expenses.
Bob, again, I pay people what they're worth to the company now, not what they think they need to live on comfortably. If you did that, the company would go out of business.
Yes, but I have been here for 5 years, and I have been very loyal. And it's absolutely necessary for me to have a raise, or I cannot justify keeping this job anymore.
Well, that's a decision you'll have to make for yourself, Bob.
Task 2. Marriage customs.
Here is an extract from a radio talk on marriage customs in different parts of the world by Professor Robin Stewart.
Despite the recent growth in the number of divorces, we in the West still tend to regard courtship and marriage through the eyes of a Hollywood producer. For us, it's a romantic business. Boy meets girl. Boy falls in love with girl. Boy asks girl to marry him. Girl accepts. Wedding, flowers, big celebration. In other parts of the world, things work differently. In India, for instance, arranged marriage is still very common. An intermediary, usually a married lady, learns that a young man wishes to get married, and she undertakes to find him a suitable bride. The young couple meet for the first time on the day of the wedding. In Japan, too, arranged marriages still take place. But there, things are organized in a different way. A girl wishes to find a husband, and the girl's mother, or an aunt perhaps, approaches the mother of a suitable young man, and the young couple are introduced. They get a chance to have a look at one another, and if one of them says, "Oh, no, I could never marry him or her," they call the whole thing off. But if they like one another, then the wedding goes ahead. In parts of Africa, a man is allowed to have several wives. Now, that sounds fine from the man's point of view, but in fact, the man is taking on a great responsibility. When he takes a new wife and buys her a nice present, he has to buy all his other wives presents of equal value. And although we're obviously speaking of a male-dominated society, the wives often become very close. And so, if there's a disagreement in the family, the husband has three or four wives to argue with instead of just one. Now, most listeners, being used to the Western style of courtship and marriage, will assume that this is the best system and the one with the greatest chance of producing a happy marriage. But pause and reflect. Marriage must always be something of a gamble. Going out with somebody for 6 months is very different from being married to them for 6 years. It is true that American women brought up in the United States who married Africans and went to live in Africa have sometimes found it exceedingly difficult to assume the role of the wife of an African living in Africa. However, my observations have led me to believe that various forms of arranged marriage have just as much chance of bringing happiness to the husband and wife as our Western system of choosing marriage partners.
Section 2. Task 1. At the dentist.
There we are. Now open wide. Now this won't hurt a bit. You won't feel a thing.
Oh!
Come along now. Open your mouth. I can't give you the injection with your mouth closed, can I?
I don't want an injection. I hate needles.
But it won't hurt you, I promise. None of us like injections, but sometimes they're necessary.
It will hurt, I know.
Not at all. Look, I often deal with little children, and they never complain. They're always very brave. Now open wide.
I don't want an injection.
But how else can I take out your tooth? It would hurt even more without an injection, wouldn't it? And the reason we're taking it out is because it's hurting you, isn't it? Once you've had an injection and I've taken out the tooth, you won't have any more pain at all. So let's be brave. Open wide. But I haven't touched you yet. What are you shouting for?
You're going to touch me.
Well, of course I am. I can't give you an injection without touching you. As soon as you've had the injection, your gum will freeze and you won't feel a thing.
How do I know what you'll do while I'm asleep? You might rob me.
Now, let's not be silly. You won't go to sleep. We don't do that nowadays. This will just freeze the area around the tooth so that you can't feel any pain while I'm pulling out the tooth. That's all. You won't go to sleep. You can watch everything I do in that mirror above you. Come along now.
I don't want to watch. I'll faint.
Then don't look in the mirror. But there won't be a lot of blood, I promise you.
Blood! Blood! Why did you have to say that? I can't afford to lose any blood.
Now, let's not be silly. You can't take out a tooth without losing some blood.
Blood!
But it's a tiny amount. You make it up in a day.
A night?
All right, in a night, then. But as I said, it's only a small amount of blood.
Blood! Blood!
And it isn't going to kill you.
Kill!
Oh, don't be silly. Of course it won't. You can't die from having a tooth pulled out.
Die! Die!
I shall get cross in a minute.
Cross! Yes.
Now, look. I've had just about enough of this. You come in here screaming in pain, saying that you've been in agony all night because you bit on a bone or something, and you ask me to do something to stop the pain, but the minute I do try to do something, you won't let me. Now, just what exactly am I expected to do? You're a grown man, and I'm a very busy lady. I have a lot of patients waiting in the other room, and you're taking up my time, which is very expensive. Now, pull yourself together and let's get on with it.
I can't. Couldn't you just give me some painkillers?
Well, I could, but that isn't going to solve the problem. On the other hand, perhaps that's the best thing, if you're so nervous about me doing the extraction today. Yes, perhaps that's best. You take some painkillers, and let's make an appointment for next week, when you're feeling less nervous. Now, which day would you like, Mr... Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Dracula.
Task 2. Hiccups.
Rosemary. Can you help me?
What's the matter? Oh, you've got the hiccups.
I've had them for 3 hours.
There must be something we can do. Now, what are the different remedies for hiccups?
I've tried everything I can think of.
Have you tried holding your breath?
I've tried holding it, but I hiccup.
Well, you obviously haven't held it long enough.
How can I hold it long enough when I hiccup in the middle?
Now, what's the other thing I've heard? Come along. Something to do with a glass of water. That's right. You have to drink from the other side of a glass. You've tried that.
Well, how do you mean... drink from the other side of a glass?
Well, you know how you drink normally.
Yes.
Then you drink from the opposite side.
You mean you turn the glass round?
You bend over with your head towards the floor, then you put your lips to the far side of the glass and you try to drink it like that.
Oh. You mean like this?
Oh, no. You're getting it all over the carpet. No. What's the other thing? Key down the back of your neck.
No. That's for when your nose is bleeding.
Oh, is it? What about the coin on your forehead?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, what's that other thing for hiccups? A shock. A shock. I'll have to frighten you. Let me burst the paper bag.
But I know you're going to frighten me. So I won't be frightened, will I?
Now, what else is there? Now, look, I know. I'll give you £5 if you hiccup again. You give me £5 if you can't.
Yes, all right.
Do you understand what I said?
Of course I did. You give me £5 if I hiccup again.
Yes, but you stopped hiccuping, so that means you owe me £5.
Oh, no.
Section 3. Task 1. Learning to predict.
1. But the whole office complains that I smell of garlic for a week after we've been to the French restaurant.
Well, how about...
Pause.
The Chinese, then.
2.
Look, if you're determined to eat, why don't you go down to the takeaway and bring us back a nice packet of fish and chips?
Fish and chips?
Well, it's better than nothing, isn't it? Go on. It's down the road, and if you're quick...
Pause.
They'll still be hot when you get back.
Three.
Hurry up, and you'll be in time for the next program.
Not if...
Pause.
There's a queue. Four.
Hi, George. Where are you off to?
Home. Do you want to come and listen to some jazz?
Yes, that sounds...
Pause.
A good idea.
Five.
But I don't think I'm going to take it.
Why not? Not enough money?
No, it's not that. The money's good. About 200 a week. It's just that we'll be working in a hotel playing for the tourists, and they just want the same old tunes over and over to dance to, and I get so bored. It's not like playing music. It's like being a machine.
I wouldn't mind.
Pause.
Being a machine for that money. Six. But if all I wanted was money, I could do an ordinary job. I play drums because...
Pause.
I want to play drums.
Task two. Dictation.
Sleep. It's clear that everyone needs to sleep. Most people rarely think about how or why they sleep, however. We know that if we sleep well, we feel rested. If we don't sleep enough, we often feel tired and irritable. It seems there are two purposes of sleep. Physical rest and emotional or psychological rest. We need to rest our bodies and our minds. Both are important in order for us to be healthy. Each night we alternate between two kinds of sleep. Active sleep and passive sleep. The passive sleep gives our body the rest that's needed. And prepares us for active sleep, in which dreaming occurs. Throughout the night, people alternate between passive and active sleep. The brain rests, then it becomes active, then dreaming occurs. The cycle is repeated. The brain rests. Then it becomes active, then dreaming occurs. This cycle is repeated several times throughout the night. During 8 hours of sleep, people dream for a total of 1.5 hours on the average.